I mentioned to you before, I don't think I did, but one of the only one that I have privilege of being a commander on this ship is that they polish your shoes for you. Really, you leave them outside the door. They don't do such a good job, but it's better than doing them yourself, I'll tell you. You leave them outside your door and with the shoe polish and with whatever you use to polish shoes, and I use cotton balls, and they polish them for you. So I only leave them out about once a week, and that sort of makes me feel really plush that I can have my shoes shined for me. I don't know when this table get off, because I took off meal, I know, already. Let's see. I think I told you last week that I finished Kathy's sweater, and I made a hat to go with it, and it's ready to go in the mail now. I'll get it off in the mail. I'll put it down tomorrow. When I got a letter from Susie Wisher, and I answered it, and I'm sending her some pictures of the ship and the ship's plaque. They're only about $2, and I thought that she might get a kick out of that. And also, I got a whole bunch of Christmas cards made, handmade Christmas cards from, speaking of Christmas cards, thank you, Alice, too, for including the Christmas cards in your box. But I got a whole a package of Christmas cards, handmade Christmas cards, from a fifth grade class in public school in Greenfield, Wisconsin. One of Teddy's boys, Mike, is in fifth grade, and I guess part of their project, or they were talking about writing to someone in Vietnam or sending Christmas cards to someone in Vietnam. So I was one of the lucky ones to receive them all, and they are a riot. They're the funniest things. One says, "Dear Francis, I hope you are taking good care of all the people in Vietnam. Are you still alive?" And then somebody else, well, anyhow, they're on and on. They are really funny. So I really got a kick out of the Christmas cards. I really got a kick out of them. And Mike said in his letter, he said to come home soon and be sure to stop by his house and all. And then he said, if you don't remember me, I'm Mike, and if you don't remember who I am. And I got the biggest kick out of that, because, of course, I would remember Mike. Mark is the one that writes to me, his older brother. I haven't heard in a couple of months. By the way, I heard from Larry Varnas, and he's doing quite well. And back to the Christmas cards. I haven't written to the class yet to thank them, but I will, and I think I'll probably send them a little plaque, too. I think it'd be nice for their classroom and give them something to think about. But I got the biggest kick out of it. And I'm sure, I don't know if Teddy even, well, probably Teddy knows that they did it, but I'm sure Teddy would get a large laugh out of seeing all the cards. They're really something. I think the kids did very well. And the teacher wrote a very nice letter, too, I thought. And one kid said, do you think the war should go on? I say no. Come on. No. Do you think the war should end now or something like that? I say no. Come on home with us and freeze in the snow or something like that. It's so, they really were very, very clever. I don't suppose my china has arrived yet or my glassware. I'm hoping it'll get there soon, I suppose, with the Christmas rush, but we mailed it so long ago, really, I would think it would be there by this time. And also, Jack's crystal. I heard from Kathy, got a very nice letter from Kathy yesterday, and also one from John thanking me for his birthday present. I sent him a pair of binoculars, and he said he liked it, and he told me he had made applications for Harvard and Holy Cross and Dartmouth and Stonehill and BC, and he wasn't pleased with his grades as much this time. He told me all about his teacher, Dapper Dan. And Kath did very well. She told me she was 19 out of 200 and something, and I thought that was fine. And I hope that she continues to do as well as she's doing. I don't think I've had much news from anyone else around. I've just been trying to keep up with my correspondence as best I could. As I said last night, our casualty load was fairly heavy. It was quite heavy. And the kids were badly hit. strange thing. They brought in two very seriously wounded people. And one was a Vietnamese and the other one was an American. Both were very seriously wounded, obviously by some type of booby trap, but they said, and I don't know whether this is true or not, that they think that the American caught the Vietnamese setting a trap, and that that's what happened. Well, I don't guess we'll ever really know. The Vietnamese died after we took him off the table, and the American is still alive, but both of them had craniotomies and operations on their stomachs, and the American lost an eye, and anyhow, and they both had operations on their legs, so they really weren't in such good shape. But one of the kids really looked so bad last night. We gave an awful lot of blood, and he was a corpsman who had gone back in and dragged seven fellows out of the bunker, and got shot in the liver, which isn't which isn't good under any circumstances, but, you know, any type of liver injury is bad. So he came in and he looked bad last night, but I stopped by to see him this evening and he looked very good. So I don't know. These kids have youth on their side, I guess, more than anything else. And that's the one big thing they've got going for them. And I hope that, I hope he makes it okay. A couple of the others had badly shattered arms, but they didn't lose their arms. So in spite of what people talk about peace and everything else, there's no peace. I just think they ought to realize it. And I'm for going in there myself and just wiping them out if it means staying here for a little while longer, or either that or getting out. I just can't see this business. The CB battalion where Charlie used to be had a party last night for the girls, and several of the girls went over because I had the duty and couldn't go. Actually, I don't mind not going to these affairs. I really do not. I think sometimes people get the impression when they see you, you know, that, my goodness, that's all these girls do is party, and of course it isn't that way at all. And I really do mind not being able to, I don't mind going, not going at all. I just think that, in fact, I'm for calling off these parties, period, but I'm not the boss. I suppose it's just as well. It seems like I'm just rambling, and I guess I am, but we got a new nurse anesthetist that replaced Maggie Smith, and this one, Mary Easter, gee, she must be about 6'3", and must weigh about 230. She's a big girl. And I was going through the double doors, and she was coming, and the next time I'm going, and she's coming, guess who's moving aside? Because she jammed my two fingers between the double doors. Of course, not on purpose by any means, but I thought I was going to die. I saw stars and everything else for a few minutes. My fingernails are black and blue, but everything is okay. I don't think that there'll be any problems. And I appreciate what you're doing about looking for a car and things like that. And Thanksgiving is this week, too. I do hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. I just hope we get some fresh vegetables and fruit before long. We've been out fresh vegetables and fruit for a couple of weeks now. So maybe we'll replenish and get some. It's coming to the end of the tape, and I just want you to have a tape this week, and I'll close for now, and take care. Remember, everything is fine, and I'm feeling very well. And have a nice holiday, and bye for now.